This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code MORNING at checkout and get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Coming up on TMS, Going Rogue.
Ken Bone gets an offer he better refuse.
I sure hope so. Don't mess with the bears.
Cockroach milk is good for you.
Gross. The devil made her do it.
Therapy Thursday and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Forget it, Roz.
Okay. You go ahead. You have him.
You don't love me.
I don't love you like this. Go ahead. Take a fall for this punk with the wings.
Roz, listen.
Maybe if my eardrum was okay, you'd be taking a fall for me.
If you really love me, you'd quit the business.
Get up here and grab a bucket.
The Morning Stream. Because knowing is half the battle.
Good morning, Tad Pooligans. It is TMS here. It's The Morning Stream with me, Scott Johnson, and Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian Ibbett.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
How I know what day it is. It's the 13th of October, 2016. This is deep into the month. We are, what, 2.5 weeks away from BlizzCon.
BlizzCon. I know. I'm excited. I'm super excited about BlizzCon. I'm excited about so much right now because Doctor Strange comes out soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right? That is true. That's the next thing, isn't it?
It's going to come out while we're at BlizzCon, and I can't imagine that that anyone's going to want to go out Friday night after a full day of being on the show floor and drinking and partying and playing games and having a good time and go out and see that afterwards. So I think it's going to have to be like a Sunday night thing after we get back.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. You can see it as soon as you get back. I forgot that was coming out.
Yeah.
Well, there are more good things coming out this year. In fact, just dropped.
What else? What else is coming out, Scott?
The Rogue One trailer.
Ooh.
It's a real trailer this time with like story elements and dialogue and
lots of cool footage too.
Yeah, it looks really good. I mean, yeah. I have high hopes. You know, Gareth Edwards, known most recently for directing the Godzilla reboot there, and did a great job with that. You know, kind of an unknown quantity. We don't exactly know how he's going to do here, but the more I see, the more I like. And I like that it's kind of this isn't a spoiler. It's kind of a suicide mission. Everything about this thing is like, well,
sure,
we got to do this to save the rebellion.
Exactly.
And we know how this goes because episode 4 kind of, you know, things kind of go to shit there.
Seriously, I know. It's like, come on, quit giving us movies that take place before things we already know happen. I mean, we know they're going to get the plans. Come on.
Yeah, they haven't.
Spoiler alert, set 1977 style.
Yeah, geez, no kidding. Let's go back a few decades. I think it looks super good, and I can't wait.
There's one shot in there that I had to go back to after watching. I was like, oh, I got to see that again. And it's the flying over the desert landscape with the statue, the Jedi statue.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Partially covered up by it.
Like some ancient, like, old Republic era-looking statue in the dirt. Oh, it's so cool.
So cool. Freaking amazing.
Yeah. Everything's coming up a little Star Wars right now. People are, we're far enough away from episode 7 that we can kind of start going, all right, I'm ready for some more.
Yeah, if we're going to get this, I mean, hey, we're going to be getting Star Wars annually for the foreseeable future here, so.
Yeah, or as my dad would say, annually.
Annually.
Which was real close to annually. We used to tease him for that because he used to say that all the time. But anyway, it's very exciting. It all looks good. We don't want to spoil much here. If you want to go see it for yourself, you should. My wife is refusing to see it. She likes to be completely...
Refusing to see the trailer.
Yeah, she won't do it. She any of these big ones, she'll avert her eyes and close her ears. She's not interested until it comes out.
You know, my uncle's the same way, and I admire that. I admire the restraint, the discipline that it takes to say, I'm not going to watch that trailer because, you know, they are going to get a great surprise in December.
Yeah, and I don't have it, that restraint you're referring to.
I don't either. I've some of it. Uh-huh. Like, I've been avoiding all the Doctor Strange trailers since the first couple. I did watch the first couple, but there have been a few new TV ones and a few new other ones like that. And I haven't watched any of those.
Yeah.
So, and I probably won't watch any future. I'm going to try and stay away from any future Rogue One trailers too.
Yeah, and I'm guessing this one might be it because we're only what
2 months?
2 months away. Maybe you'll get
two
one more.
Months.
Yeah, 2 months. I want to know more about that droid, though. I want to know more about the droid.
Which one? Which one? Which
the
one?
The great big droid on the
oh,
ship.
Oh, the big tall dude. Yeah,
that
right.
seems like he's like protocol droid, but he's also kind of a badass. Oh, bring it on, dude. I want to see some new stuff, things I haven't seen before. I feel like that's what they're going to give me some.
Yeah, the black stormtrooper outfits that look a lot more mobile and a lot more, you know, functional.
Like ninja troopers, basically. And you got regular old-ass 70s-era stormtroopers in there.
That's right.
Oh, Mon Mothma over there looking all 70s. I'm excited. Really excited.
And this, I'm going to say, much more friendly. In a much friendlier way than most of the nerds on the internet, right?
Oh, yeah.
No Bothans in this one. Nope. Don't worry about it. That takes place between Empire and Jedi.
Yeah.
They get the second Death Star plans from the Bothans.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I was confused by that, too. Yeah. And it's a gentle, it's me gently saying, oh, no, it's not that.
Yeah, it's fine, guys. Listen.
So if you make that Bothans joke, then people are going to be far less nice than me.
There's no nerd shaming here on the Morning Stream.
That's right, exactly.
We're not here to shame any nerds because we are nerds. Hey,
yes.
Hey, so this morning.
Yes.
You went to, most people don't go to Target in the morning for anything that's a good thing, but you went for a good reason this morning and you got some loot and I'm very curious about what
I
you
did.
Got.
So this last Sunday, so I've had the PlayStation VR thing on my Amazon list for a while now, right? Waiting for a little email from Amazon saying, hey, it's available now to pre-order because they ran out so quickly initially. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, well, get me on the list so that as soon as as soon as they become back in stock, I get an email and I can do my pre-order.
Right.
Nothing. All the way even up to this morning, nothing. Mm. And I noticed on Sunday in the circular that comes with the newspaper with those preprint numbers.
Yeah.
That Target's saying, oh, hey, Thursday we're going to have, PlayStation VRs. I'm like, oh, my God, it's already soon? For whatever reason, I thought it was going to be late October.
Yeah.
So last night I decided we're doing Raid. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go to Target first thing in the morning and see if I can pick one up and just take it off my Amazon wish list.
Sure.
So I get there and I'm thinking, well, all right, do I be a total nerd and I go early or do I just plan to get there right at 8 o'clock when they open? I'm just going to get there right at 8 o'clock when they open. If I don't get one, I don't get one. No big deal at all. So I hop in the car, drive over there. I grab coffee on the way and get there. And there's a couple people waiting outside of the Target and it's like 7:58 or something.
Okay.
It's like, all right, fine.
Not too bad.
I start walking up, they open the doors. One of them is wearing a Sonic backpack.
Like and, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog
oh,
backpack.
Oh, freaking kick him out of the line. Gosh,
he's
dang
mid 30s. He's he's a super, super nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion sense maybe questionable, and this is coming from a guy who already has questionable fashion sense. Look, I'm wearing a purple shirt with an Aperture Science t-shirt underneath. Anyway,
sure, it's perfect.
So how's that any better than a Sonic the Hedgehog backpack? Really?
Yeah, so I've seen your weird Vegas hat. I know what you're capable of.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm following behind him and the other people who are waiting and kind of, I think they worked there and they didn't have a key or something. So they go off another direction, but I'm following Sonic as he makes his way through the toy department over to the right, over to electronics. And there's nobody sitting at the electronics counter, the place where you kind of have to buy the electronics because you can't carry them through the store and shove them into your pants. Right.
Yeah, of course.
So you've got to go do your, yes. And I did have my Pokemon Go plush. Shut up, Frog
fan. Of course you did. Of course you did.
Okay. All of a sudden, I think I just moved down in the coolness list underneath this guy. Anyway, so go through there. There's nobody waiting over there, but he's making a beeline over to the PlayStation there and thinking, well, they got to unlock the key or they got to have a key there.
Yeah.
So I follow over there, and sure enough, he's waiting over by the PlayStation stuff. I say, oh, let me go. I'll go grab somebody. And
Sonic is
his set up camp now at the little locked area, the locked glass cabinet that contains
that's great
PlayStation VRs.
Are you
hearing some in there?
Are you hearing this when you hang in with him?
He's picking up a few rings on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he hits an end cap, an Xbox 360 end cap, and a bunch of rings spill out all over the place. And
I like the idea that he smacks into an Xbox console where they would never have a I guess they have Sonic games on there now, so I shouldn't say right. that. Anyway.
So I find another red shirt who's taking inventory on some My Little Ponies or something and mm-hmm. say, hey, could you send somebody over to electronics, please? Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. And she gets her little walkie-talkie out and, mm-hmm. can I get electronics? And I hear somebody call her. And then she's like, well, somebody will be right there for you.
All right.
So the guy comes over and we're standing over there by the thing. We're like, oh, yeah, he chimes in first. And apparently he works there. He's an employee, but this is his day off.
Oh, all right. Wait, not Sonic guy.
Sonic guy. Sonic guy is an employee.
Okay.
Yes. And he's like, yeah, I normally work here, but today's my day off. And I actually know where they're kept. So that's why I came right here, because I know exactly where they keep the PlayStation VRs. I'm like, okay, cool. And look in there, we're still waiting for the guy to go get his keys.
Yeah.
And I say, looks like there's just one bundle in there. Yeah, yeah, I was gonna buy the bundle. Like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I was gonna get either one. I've already got a set of Move controllers and a PSI camera thing. But I figured I'd just get the headset in the game if I needed to. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you would ask him because we might have one in the back. Like, oh, okay, cool. So the guy comes back. And he says, oh, hi, Dave. How you doing? Oh, good, good. I want the PlayStation launch bundle.
I have got such a vision of this guy in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Backpack still on, high waters.
Sure.
And so the guy gets the thing. I says, and do you want one of these other headsets? I'm like, yeah, yeah, give me one of the headsets, unless you have another bundle in the back. He's like, well, hold on. And he pulls out a little phone device deal.
Mm-hmm.
And scans the barcode of the bundle. Beep, 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 beep. Nope, this is the only one we have. Like, all right, cool. I'll just take the headset.
Yeah.
And then I say, I'll grab one of these games over here, which I'm almost, I think I might be regretting my game purchase.
Oh,
what
did you get?
I bought the launch title, or the, obviously launch title, duh. But I bought the PlayStation Worlds, which is like five mini sample games. It's kind of like the Wii Sports.
Yeah. That's actually supposed to be okay. It's supposed to be all right.
It's supposed to be okay, although the Ars Technica, I looked at an Ars Technica article this morning about which games you should buy for the PlayStation VR, and this is listed under Skip It.
Oh.
But Rez, holy crap, Rez is getting some amazing.
Oh, yeah, people love this Rez remake. It's supposed to be amazing. So
might take this back today and go get Rez.
Rez is a must get. In fact, it's most of us who have other kinds of VR headsets are annoyed we don't have this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I'll have to take that. Maybe I'll take it back. All right. So we go over, we pay, and he says, the Dave's in front of me. Sonic is in front of me buying his, and guy behind the counter says, all right, well, you go home and have a great time with this. Oh my God, I will. I hear you can actually watch TV on it too. That was the sound. That's the sound he made as he exited. So there you
I love
so
Dave. I love Dave the Target guy. It's
I do too. I'm going to go back and hopefully Dave is going to put my items in a bag next time I go to Target.
Nah, that's amazing. So you haven't had a chance to do anything with it. You just brought it home.
No, it's still completely boxed and sealed. Unlike all my other video game purchases, this one is still boxed and sealed just because I haven't had a chance to get to it
yet. Yeah, not because you just sort of left it boxed and sealed on a shelf. An important note then about this, actually. So later, you'd think, oh, well, Brian's going to spend the afternoon in PSVR. No, he has to take his mom to a doctor's appointment, and that means no TMSPM. Gasp!
I know. So I'm taking her to the foot doctor thing, and... again, more time spent away from where I could be playing this thing.
Now,
of course,
I don't want to pry too much, but what is it? We talking corns? We talking...
Like she's been in a foot cast for a while. She broke a bone in her foot, a really small bone. And it's one of these where it's...
microfractures, dude.
Yes, exactly. And it's one of these where the doctor said, no, driving for more than 10 minutes whenever you're not...
Yep.
Whenever you don't have to stand, you need to keep that thing elevated. And so she can't do anything around the house. So I've been going over there and I've been mowing the lawn and helping out with a couple things.
Such a good boy.
I try to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
She was good. She was good to me.
Oh, she
was.
She
gave me my first Atari 2600.
That's so, right. Yeah. She pushed me out of her loins and bought me an Atari.
Almost in the same week. I figure it's the least I can do. I did try to see if Tristan could take her when she asked me a couple weeks ago. Because, like, well, it's a Thursday. I've got two shows. I'm doing stuff. And apparently Tristan has a concert tonight. So
I can't do it today. Who's he going to see? Some kind of screamo Dutch metal band?
Yes. Well, I don't know about Dutch metal. Like Beartooth or Of Monsters and or Mice and Men or I don't know.
Okay.
It's some
something I've never heard of.
It's something that he tries to get me to listen to. And I'm like, all right, yeah, this I can see why you like it. It's not for me, though.
Here's a sample of it. I wish that was it. Well, all right. So that's just a little PSA, people. No PM today. That's right. So don't send me a billion emails and tweets over the weekend saying, where's PM? Because we just told you. And if you're listening to the AM, then you know. All right. So there's no PM this week.
The only way people know, though, is now you're going to get the people who are like, I'm like five shows behind. Where's my PM?
Yeah, where's my PM? It's like, no, catch up, dude. Catch up. Exactly. All right. I promised yesterday I was going to go on DTNS with Tom Merritt and show everybody the headset I bought that I really like.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm going to do that now. Hold up the box. This is not the actual headset that's over there on the PC, but as you can see, this is it right here. Here, I'll blow my video up so you can see the full screen.
Hold up. Let me see it too.
Oh, yeah.
Throw me some video. It'll break everything once we get Daryl in here, but throw me some video.
I keep meaning to do that when I start and I forgot. Okay, so here's the box. It is made by the fine people at Kingston. Now, you're thinking to yourself,
Scott, the RAM guys?
Don't they make RAM, memory, and some sort of bad mice? And the answer is yes, but they also make other products. And
there go any possibility of getting them as a sponsor.
But they make other products. They make this. It's called the HyperX Cloud Pro Gaming Headset. Now, most people, if you have done any research on your pro gaming headsets, you've looked these up and you've seen that the ones that people recommend the most are the ones that your pro gamers are wearing are usually in the $300 to $600 range. They're very expensive. Sometimes they're wireless, sometimes they're not, but they are, generally speaking, very, very expensive. And the reason they're expensive is they're comfortable and they have better sound. You know, there's a reason why they're good headsets out there that cost you a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. This thing is under $80 and feels like the lightest thing I've ever worn on my head. I barely know it's there. Most headsets, even the expensive ones that I've tested in the past, I used to have some old Turtle Beaches that I used to wear, would give me a headache in the first half hour. They're like head grips, just squeezing my head together. And these don't do that at all. Brian can attest the audio sounds fine.
Sounds great. Yeah.
I was in a raid last night, and I think I sounded good. It's hard for me to tell because I don't have it set to be monitoring it, even though I can. I should probably set that up.
And this is obviously USB. You don't plug it into your microphone and headphone port. You plug it into USB, right?
So these are actually analog plugs. So they,
oh, really?
Yeah, they go right into the pink and green, headphones and mic slots on a normal PC.
Where would I plug it into on my iPhone?
You can easily. Oh, that's a good point. Well, I guess you'd use it on the adapter, I suppose.
Yeah, you say, yeah.
But it's, and if you wanted to use it with USB, those things exist as well. But it's got a little thing in the middle where you can adjust volume, and there's a little mute switch on it and all that kind of stuff. The only complaint I have is the mute switch makes this annoying pop sound when I push it. But that's about the only bad thing I have to say. The sound is really good. The mic is really good. Again, they're comfortable as hell, which is the main thing I was looking for. They sound great. I'm in like surround sound world when I'm doing it. And the reason I looked at these, people are like, well, how'd you find them in the first place? So Wirecutter.com reviews like best hard drives, best backup things, best mice, best whatever. They're always doing a best version of whatever personal electronic thing you want. So if you want to get the best toaster oven, they have a listing for the best toaster oven. And they go through and they review all of these things. They look for the best ones overall, the best ones for the price, and so on. This topped their freaking list. And they compared it to a bunch of other ones.
That are probably like twice the price.
Yeah, that are way more money. Sure, $150, $200. So I was like, all right, Kingston, let's give it a shot. And I really liked it. They're not sponsoring anything. They're not here to like, you know, I got no reason to pimp this except to say I'm super impressed. And you guys should probably check it out if you're in the market. I really like it a lot. So again, that's the HyperX Cloud. It's a dumb name, but whatever. Pro gaming headset from Kingston. And I got it on Amazon. And it was under $80.
That's cool.
Wah-nah-wah-nah-wah.
That's really good. This is our shopping segment. Our shopping segment on...
Yes.
TMS.
Would you like to get a good... Here's our theme song. Not really. That's Sonic the Hedgehog again.
I love that you had that at the ready for this.
Well, it's just a video I put up.
Oh, you had it in your music
library. Nah, I was just quick with the YouTube search. Hey,
wow, Preparation H says $50 at Best Buy.
Oh,
got
even
$50.
Even better. Oh my gosh,
that is a deal.
That's a steal. If you don't buy it for that, you're dumb. Also, the headphone or the microphone bit pulls in. It's not permanent, so you can, if you don't want to have that in, you can just take it out.
Oh, really? It's like a
detachable.
Remove. It doesn't just move up. Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just pop it out. Probably plug a different kind of mic in there if you wanted to. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could.
Because you wanted to.
It's real good. I like it. I was trying to find some other info in here. Oh, I guess they sponsor a couple of... PC Gamer also gave it Best Gaming Headset. And the European Hardware Awards gave it Top Headset. And also... Oh, that's it. That's all. That's everything. All right. It's Stump Daryl time. It means we're going to call Daryl. We're going to get a listener in. This is going to be dumb because someone's got to call first. I got to hang up on Brian. I got to take that call. I then have to add Brian back. Skype, give us an update that I can live with. Okay. What's going on with you? Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Steven.
Well, hello, Steven. It's lovely having you on. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, that's great. I need to add Brian to this call. Give me just a moment. For some reason...
I swear, it's like Skype's the antichrist of internet voice communication.
It totally is. It's so annoying. I freaking hate it. I'm a player. It's Mika. Steven and I will get together and work something out, but for now, it's Mika, right? Am I saying that right?
Mika.
Ah, I like it.
Yeah,
I like that name. Wicked. Is that your real name? Is Mika?
No, it's short for Monica.
Oh, I like the name Monica too. And let me tell you a story about a Monica I knew. Can I tell you that real quick? There was a girl when I was 20. Her name was Monica. Oh man, I had the biggest crush on Monica. So even the name Monica,
really?
Not when I hear it on Friends. Okay, yeah, when I hear it on Friends, I don't think of that at all.
Sure.
But when I hear somebody outside of NBC Must See TV Thursday Night say it, I have just these great feelings of like, oh, Monica.
Was she a White House intern?
No, she was not. And there's another, like, there are a lot of famous Monicas, but I still have this. It's actually kind of nice. I have this one nice feeling about this person named Monica that's got nothing to do with Lewinsky or...
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I'll bet you there is a name that I always associate with, like, you know, a lost love or a secret crush or something like that.
Yeah. For me, it's Monica, Amy, and... what's another one? I guess that's it. Don't worry,
go
Kim.
Through the entire lyrics of Mambo Number 5.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, it's
now
a love.
I'm going by Monica.
There you go.
You have a better chance of winning.
It's a lovely name. Also, where are you from?
She doesn't want to tell
Jersey.
You now.
No, New Jersey. All right, that helps even it out. That makes it. Listen, anytime. I don't care if your name is like Tiffany Von Hot Girl. If you're from Jersey, it just equals out, right? It just sort of evens it all out, and that's fine.
Whereabouts in Jersey are you from, by the way? Because there's great parts of Jersey, and there's...
Yeah, I'm going... Trust me, I'm going purely from stereotype here. I'm not basing this on reality at all. But anyway, yeah, what part of Jersey are you in?
You could be as general as you...
I guess
Yeah, you don't have to.
Like 45 minutes outside of New York.
So oh, all right.
It's
oh,
not,
okay,
it's,
cool.
So
you
it's
can,
not bad.
You can head into Central. Town and, you know, I don't know, hang out at, what do you do in New York? Lots of things. New York's a big town.
Yeah, I've been to I've been
rock
to
and roll
Park.
Karaoke.
Yeah, rock and roll
to,
karaoke.
To
I like
Neptune.
That. Yeah.
Neptune's beautiful.
Sure.
I've been to Newark. You know, it's Newark.
Sure. Yeah. When I was a kid, I thought that was just people saying New York wrong.
Right.
For a long time.
Nork, like how they shorten Norlands.
Yeah.
Norlands. It's like Nork.
Yeah, Nork. Nork. All right. Well, it's good to have you here. You're going to be our big participant today. Daryl is going to be added to the call. And
oh, good luck with this, too.
This better work. Yeah, if this doesn't work, I'm going to be ticked. It does appear to have something to do with, like, if a phone number is recognized or not, which is really stupid. Okay. It didn't used to be that way, I can tell you that. But here's your theme, and off we go.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
That neck beard you hear rubbing against that microphone is the one and the only Daryl Skills. Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? How's your morning? How's your day?
Oh, I'm tired. I stayed up too late.
What'd you do all night?
Battled technical podcast problems.
Oh, yeah. You got the soundboard problems. Yeah. So I just was going to tell you, I have the exact same problem, but only when I launch it. And then once I get it to run, it's fine while it's running. Like, I never have it never crashes while it's up, but it's getting it up. Jeez. Screwed that up. Anyway, it's
the chat room, by the way, is asking if you restarted the stream, start the recording, all that stuff. We all good?
Me? Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
They're right, not cool. Seeing us or something? They should be seeing
no,
us.
No, I don't know why they're not, because they'd know if you didn't restart the stream.
Yeah, the stream is... The stream never stopped. I never changed any of that.
The stream must flow.
Yeah, the stream must flow, just like the spice. All right, Daryl, it's good to have you here. We have on the phone with us Micah. She's also Monica. Oh, what a name, Monica. I just love that name. And it's Daryl. I have no real connection to the name Daryl. It's just Daryl.
Yeah.
And his other brother, Daryl. That's the only reference.
That's the
I
only
have.
Other connection. Right.
Was it Micah or Mika? Because Micah's for countertops.
Mika is what she said earlier. Okay. Isn't she?
And it's not
well,
Micah.
Now I'm going by Monica.
Yeah, you should go by Monica. But it's not Micah for countertops, Daryl. It's Formica or Formica. Not
well,
Micah.
Yeah, multiple, right. If you get four of them.
Yeah, but you don't go into like a Home Depot and go, let me see your Micah.
I'd like to get four mica for my countertops, please. Okay, I'll do three mica, two mica, however
two mica,
many you got.
I'll just take one mica. Do you have a mica? Anyway,
that's
so
like with me and Tupac, I always call him six-pack.
Six-pack, two-pack. Oh, nice. It's not two-pack. That is the most white guy way of saying Tupac I've ever heard.
Biggie right. Smalls.
Biggie Smalls and Tupac.
50 cents.
I really like 50 cents, and I like what's Kanye West?
Snoop Doggy Dog.
All right. Here's your the deal. We're going to do a little thing here. Oh, it's brought to you by Brian. Who's it brought to us by?
Brought to you by Coverville Citizenship. You go on to Coverville, sign up for a Coverville Citizenship. You can do it there or on Patreon. Get cool stuff and bonus shows. New show coming up tomorrow celebrating the award, the Nobel Literature Award for Mr. Bob Dylan on a show tomorrow.
Nice. I didn't know he got that. That's cool.
Got it this morning. This freaking morning, Bob Dylan got the Nobel. What do they call it? It's not the Nobel. It's the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature, right?
Or I guess it's just the Nobel Prize for Literature, I guess. Because Nobel Peace Prize is the actual peace.
That, right.
Yeah. So literature versus peace.
The Nobel Prize for Peace? Is that really? That is Nobel. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, he won the... he's our new... they make him our new poet laureate. Is
yeah.
that the deal?
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, I won the thing. Man. All right. Well, good for him. I'm looking forward to that. Coverville citizens rejoice. That's happening.
Yes.
All right. So this is how the show or this segment works. We got a little trivia thing here that's about a number, and Brian will explain.
That's right. We're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question, the answer to which is a number. What we want Daryl to do is answer that question and get it wrong so that Monica can guess whether the real answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If she is correct, today she will win a prize package that includes this awesome Planet of the Apes t-shirt.
Oh.
And a koozie from Tin Man Brewing.
What the hell's a koozie? What's a koozie?
It's what you put your beer in or your soft drink or whatever to keep it cool. A koozie.
Oh, I thought it was called a cozy.
No, yeah, it's a drink koozie.
Oh.
It's a koozie.
Really?
Oh, yes. No, it's not.
I think it's a cozy.
Yeah, cozy.
It's absolutely a koozie.
Cozy.
So when you snuggle up at night, you say, oh, I'm going to get all warm and koozie.
No, you say cozy for that.
Hold on, a beer. Okay, here it is. Here's a question right here. Here you go. Beer koozie or beer cozy? AskTheStranger.com.
Yeah.
And it's the answer is very slowly coming up. Last one, watching the band Attention Class, The Rendezvous, singer mentioned that they had merch for sale, including three beer cozies, except he said koozies, beer koozies.
Right.
And then the band's keyboard flautist and xylophone player said, it's okay if you call them cozies. After a short argument of which is right, cozy or koozie, they took a vote of the audience, and overwhelming majority of the people in the room agreed that those little beer foam thing holder cup deals are in fact pronounced koozies.
There you go.
Well, it says here, what are you people, Canadian? They're cozies. Cozies.
You put your tea in a cozy, but you keep your beer in a koozie.
I've
well,
never
when
heard...
you get in the hot water, isn't it? Is it a jacuzzi?
No, but it's, you don't put your beer in the jacuzzi either.
I think I fought for the wrong side.
That's why I just say hot tub and avoid the entire argument. That's how you get around it. All right, that's fine. I guess I'll. You know what? We not a day goes by where something new isn't learned on this
show.
That's
right. The more you know.
And I feel like I've learned something there. So let's celebrate by clicking this. It's still up over there. Daryl, here's your question. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The very first. Well, I guess she's gonna tell us. You're gonna answer the number. The first ever Magic the Gathering set was released.
I don't know.
I know. Was released in August of 1993. The set was simply called Alpha. How many cards were in this initial set? What do you think that number is?
You mean you get a pack of cards and...
Well, they had many... Have you ever played a card game? A collectible card game, Daryl? Like Pokemon or Hearthstone or...
Any of that?
Can I plead the fifth?
Sure. But you don't, it's not, in other words.
So is Yu-Gi-Oh, huh? So is Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's
you
not,
just don't want to admit it.
It's not the same.
Digimon, wasn't it?
It's not the same as like a, you know, a deck of playing cards or.
Right.
Or whatever, exactly. Which has a set number or even a, you know, like getting baseball cards, which is a small pack or whatever. It's different than that.
Right. Like you'd go to the store and you'd get a starter pack that would have a certain number of cards in it. That would all be the same as any other starter pack you buy.
World
but
War
then
Craft
you'd also
too.
Buy packs that would have. Rarer cards that you would add to your deck and you'd compile games, sets to play in games against other people.
Yeah, you would stack your deck, or if you lived in New Zealand, you'd stack your dick. All right, go ahead, Daryl.
No, I can't get past that last thing.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's how they say it over there. They say deck. They
stick
say
stick your dick.
Your dick, yeah. That's, yeah. This isn't me making, you know, I'm not trying to just get a cheap thing in here. It's just the way it is over in New Zealand. Just point that out.
Caught him chaiting. He was sticking his dick.
Yeah, exactly. Band meeting? Like that. They talk like that. Anyway. I like Monica's laugh. It's not helping. It's making me long for the Monica name even more now.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be creepy or anything.
Restraining order time. Is there a spot on the bingo card for restraining order?
I don't know. If there isn't, there should be. 500 feet or less. All right, or more. All right, Daryl. So what do you say? Give us a number.
Okay. I used to go to the... back when they did the Warcraft thing where you could get a card and you got a real in-game thing, whatever that was.
That was their version. That was kind of Magic the Gathering for Warcraft, by the way.
Like this unscratched White Camel loot card, for example.
Yes. Oh my gosh, give me that. How come you have that?
How come I have it and I haven't scratched it off even?
Yes.
I don't know.
You should... You should either sell that for a couple $100.
I do. I
want
to sell it for sure.
Yeah. Or give it to me and I'll scratch it off and get myself a camel.
Because I have more, too. I have a Landro's Gift. I have a floating spell book. I have the fish in a bubble. Bloat the bubble fish.
Nice. I have that, too.
And this one I've scratched off. Oh, yeah, because it's my favorite one. It's the Dark Portal Hearthstone.
Oh, nice.
It's the one that makes it so that your Hearthstone looks like you're walking through the Dark Portal.
Except you don't. Have it because it's not scratched, right? It's just
that one
there.
I scratched off. That one I
oh,
have.
That one you did. Right.
Yeah, these other ones I have. They are unscratched. I'm gonna take in BlizzCon with me.
Oh yeah, you sell them to the highest bidder on the street.
Right.
It's not a bad idea. Anyway, yes, Daryl, they're like the wild cards.
Okay. So now, what was the question?
The question is, how many were in that initial deck,
or
how
we're
many
not were in that, for news.
How many were in the initial set called Alpha? There was the original set of cards. And there were how many in that deck?
Okay.
I like that we have to give you clarification for a question you're never going to be able to get right.
Right.
So this is the complete... So if you got this, you could play the game and you'd have a full set.
You had everything they had.
It's not like you get three... It's not like you get three cards and that's all you get.
No. Well, I mean, I think it's safe to say there's more than three. But yeah, like it's enough to play the game. Let's put it that way. Everything to play the game you need would have been there.
I'm just going to say 47, just because 47.
All right. Sure. All right. So, Brian, is that right?
That number is incorrect.
I'm shocked.
Monica,
I'm shocked.
Is the real number higher or lower than 47?
Oh, criminy.
Oh my gosh, and my dad used to say criminy all the time. I'm having a nostalgia day today.
Well, at least the dad thing might slow him down on the...
I haven't heard that in so long. It's amazing. Anyway, sorry. Yes. So what do you think?
I'm gonna say lower.
Lower than 47. All right, let's find out. Judges, is it lower? Oh,
oh no.
It is incorrect.
So you get nothing. You lose.
Even I'm sending Monica to the wind here. I feel terrible about that. It's not correct. The answer is 295.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah, it's a big giant
how do you
CCG.
Fan those out? Well,
you don't hold them all at the same time. Oh. That's how many possible, that's how, the total number of cards, unique cards in that initial set.
Yeah, you draw them. You draw them out and play as you go. Like Warcraft, you're like Hearthstone. You get like four in front of you at any given time, or maybe more, or maybe less. But you got a big stack you're pulling from all the time. So that's kind of what that is.
Oh, okay.
This
feature. Well, the good news.
Oh, go ahead.
The good news, Wicked Kitten, is that you can try again in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to wait a full month.
Yeah, try in 2 weeks, Monica. We'd love to have you back. I think she was very nice. This set also features the Power 9 cards, which are both worth some serious cash. A few months later, they released the second printing of these cards, which was called the Beta. This is when they followed with Unlimited and then Revised, and since then there are a million versions of the decks you can get.
Right.
Yeah, if you have any of the Power 9 cards, seriously, like $6,000-$7,000 or something, a pop for those cards. It's insane. Mm-hmm. Look, if you've got that card, Brian, if you had one of those cards, eBay it, $7,000. $7,000 right in your pocket.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
The Black Lotus and
Black Lotus is big. Is it Black Lotus?
I thought it was Black Lotus is another huge one.
Yeah, that one's really. I
saw one of those at Dragon Con a couple years ago.
Oh my gosh!
Under glass, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Ooh.
I had to take a picture and send it to Tristan because he'd actually care about that.
Yeah, he gives a poo about magic.
Yeah.
Well done, Daryl. You've done well. Tomorrow or Monday, we push on with the Planet of the Apes T-shirt, Tin Man Brewing Koozie. And over here, I have another thing to add to it. I don't know what yet, but come back Monday, and the prize pool grows. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. He'll now play a game with us, probably based on something weird. What do you got there, Daryl?
Oh, for sure it is, because I keep forgetting to get more things, so I'll just use this.
All right.
I'm going to read part of a query that I invent, and you complete the phrase and win nothing.
All right.
Cats getting blank.
Cats getting blank.
Was this in YouTube or Google?
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube?
Yeah, I didn't say that, did I?
No,
I said
you didn't. Yeah, you goofed it up.
Cats getting high. I'm guessing that people are putting videos up of cats like going nuts with catnip and stuff. And
Yeah, that's probably true. So I'm going to. So you say cats getting high. I'm going to say cats getting.
I have another guess after yours too.
I don't know it. I can't think of anything. Cats getting thrown off the overpass. I don't know. That's terrible. That's terrible, but I can't think of anything.
I'm thinking it's the cucumber craze, like cats getting
freaked
out by cucumbers.
Freaked out
something.
By cucumbers. You're probably right.
Yes.
All right. Well, what is it? Because I know I'm wrong.
Well, I wish one of you were right. It's actually cats getting. Oh, well, one of you is right. Scared by cucumbers.
Oh, well, Brian's right. Third Brian. Second Brian is right.
My follow-up guess. Yeah, I remember that was a huge thing. And then the ASPCA came out and said, please don't frighten your cats with cucumbers.
What was the deal? Was it? Why did anyone ever explain why they're afraid of them? Is it just...
It's they're comfortable. They're sitting there eating, and then it's like a snake or something behind them, and it freaks them out.
Okay. So it's not nice to them is the point.
Right, exactly. I mean, you could scare them with any. You could scare them with a rubber snake behind them, and they'd probably do exactly the same thing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my favorite new segment, 10 Minutes of News.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
The news, you know what? We don't even have to do this one.
Quick fire news.
Yeah, we can skip that. All right, hey, Ken Bone in the news. You know Ken Bone?
Yeah, he's our 14 minutes and 59 second favorite debate attendee.
Yeah, he's about where he's at. He got $100,000 porn offer to be in a porn.
God.
Ken Bone just got just got pretty hardcore. Got a pretty hardcore offer from a porn company. Bone a mild-mannered, undecided voter in a red sweater who gained global attention after asking a question at Sunday night's presidential debate is now fielding an offer from adult entertainment site Cam Soda. Blah.
Cam Soda.
I don't like the sound of that.
No, I'm not drinking that soda. Nope. I don't know what's in there, but
nope. Worse than yogurt soda. If the Belleville
wake up with a missing kidney. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
And with ice. If the Belleville, Illinois man signs the $100,000 deal, he'll take part in a live hour-long broadcast, according to the New York Post. Quote, during last night's debate, you captivated the world with your question about energy, your red pullover, and quite honestly, just being you, says Cam Soda president Darren Lundeen. Cam Soda calls itself a leading adult entertainment webcam platform, featuring a live streaming cam house where models share their lives with the rest of the world.
Yeah, I'm sure their lives, consist of shoving objects into places where those objects don't belong.
Yep, like Ken Bone.
Like Ken Bone. Yep. Like shoving a Ken Bone where it doesn't belong.
Exactly. A man interrupted two bears doing it and has paid the price.
Wait, this is a different story.
This is a different story.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, well done. Moment of the week. A man interrupts bear sex. His name is Dan Richmond. Must have missed the do not disturb sign. Officials believe the 54-year-old hiker, aren't they always, interrupted a pair of bears that were trying to mate, and he was attacked as a result. He was in California in the foothills there. You always hear about these things in the foothills.
That's what happened with twinks.
I know, every time. Rickman, who was about to get the detonators, was going along, I guess it's Richmond, I keep saying
yeah,
Rickman.
Richmond.
Was going along the trail when he saw a bear on its hind legs 50 feet away. It was the first time seeing a bear in person. I was pretty freaked out, he told his KTLA. You can tell by the, he's talking, he actually survived this thing. He went to go scare it off, and it failed. It attacked him when he tried to run. He played dead, letting the bear put its jaws around his neck until it gave up.
Wow.
Yeah. He is fortunate he survived. He incurred a head injury and multiple cuts to his head, face, legs, and torso.
All this from the new porno based on The Revenant.
That's right. What would the porn name for The Revenant be?
The Ramanant?
The Ramanant. Very well done. You're too good at this. You're way too good
Ramanut.
At this.
The Ramanut. That's it.
The Ramanut. Great. It says here you should be drinking cockroach milk. It's the new super nutritional supplement that the world's going crazy for. You must be shocked to hear the cockroach milk can be taken as a super nutrient food by humans. Yes, it's true. Researchers in India have discovered that the Pacific beetle cockroach, which gives birth to young, rather than laying eggs, produces a nutrient milk crystal, which is beneficial to their young ones and me and you. Mm. Not only has it... I know, dude. It works well. It has health and beauty benefits. This all sounds like BS to me, but whatever. So pour out your almond milk and your soybean cartons and all that crap and get you some cockroach milk.
Yeah, I think we have already talked about that. Like, there was an article about this months ago that we
was there? I'm kind of having about. I'm having deja vu.
I remember us talking about how much milk you have to get out of a cockroach to be able to actually drink like a shot glass full.
Yeah, there's nothing. How many? Yeah, it's not like they get some big bag in there that's just full of milk. Right. It's a little crystal. How many cockroaches have to die for my one glass of milk?
That's right. Or I got nipples. Could you milk me?
I got a cockroach. Can you milk me?
I believe we made that joke too.
Probably. We're coming back around, baby.
That's right.
Final story, and then we'll get to Wendy here. We're really ripping through these. We have to.
Yeah, we are. This is good.
A woman claims the devil chased her into an underground pipe in front of the Pearl Library in Pearl, Mississippi. Mm. I've been to Pearl, Mississippi. I can say there are probably a few people there that think the devil is chasing them all the time.
Great.
A woman got stuck in an underground pipe outside of the Pearl Library Monday evening. She told police that she went into the drainage pipe because the devil chased her in there. Lieutenant Brian McGarrity... He said officers were called to the scene around 6:20 p.m. They were told that a woman was stuck in an inlet 24-inch pipe underground in front of the library. That's not comfortable. Mm-mm. I would go crazy. I would have such...
God, oh, yeah, that's a... Oh. That is... I wouldn't say I'm super claustrophobic, but if I'm in an area where I can't turn around, yeah, then I'm freaking out.
Me too. I think that's almost everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Hats off to Andy Dufresne, who crawled through
and,
that pipe.
And John McClane, too.
Yeah, those guys came out clean on the other side. The local boy scout, or a local boy scout, a local boy scout troop called police after they heard the woman screaming for help. The troop was there because they had a meeting at the library.
Troop meeting.
Billy, present. Let's see. Said the woman was about 100 pounds and 26 years old. Jeez, that's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
100 pounds?
Yeah.
I think my daughter's dog weighs more than that.
Yeah, that's
crazy. She says she's got stuck in the pipe because the devil chased her there. Once she got out, she was asked why she went into the inlet drainage pipe, and her response was simply this: the devil chased me in there. She was taken to a hospital for physical and, wait for it, mental evaluation. There's your stories for the day. All right, real quick sponsor break. We'll be right back, so stay tuned, everyone. I've been telling you for a few days now and off and on over the many months that we've been working with Squarespace that they're a great place to go to build a website. And you just think to yourself, well, Scott, you're just saying that because that's the read. You're just saying that because that's what you're supposed to say. I understand. I can see why you're a little bit skeptical. But I actually really believe in these guys. They've kind of shown year over year, for as long as they've been around, that they're the best place to go when you need to do something simple and quick. Especially if you're, you know, I mean, look, I'm a cartoonist guy, right? I like to draw stuff. I like to record podcasts. I don't want to spend all my time making web things. I want to go and have it be easy, but then again, I don't want to, like, you know, have it be crappy easy. I want it to be good easy. Well, that's what Squarespace is. It's good easy. All the templates and tools you need to make a great website, blog, store, whatever. And a 14-day trial without a credit card, that's a pretty good bonus. You can try it out and not have to enter that card at all. And then when you're to the point that you're like, dude, I really like it here. I would like to stay here and keep things here. Then I'd like to save you an additional 10% on your order. That's 10% off with the code MORNING. Use that at checkout. That's MORNING at checkout at squarespace.com, where you can build it beautiful. We're going to take a break to listen to some music now. And when we come back, Wendy will be here. We got a great big email to go through talking about self-regret. So if you have a lot of self-regret, this may be the episode for you guys to listen to Therapy Thursday with Wendy.
Like, oh, if you make big expensive purchases at Target at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's that light kind of stuff. Personal, immediate regret. And also, hey, if Max and Jasmine are listening, they really like this episode or this segment. I'm glad you guys are listening, so I hope you enjoy it. All right, we'll come back in a sec. What music you got, man? What do you got there?
Oh, it's about time we get to these guys, right? So if you've been to some Nerdtaculars in the past, you've seen folks like the Double Clicks and Marion Call and other names I can't remember.
Paul and Storm,
the Andrew Allen Trio.
Yeah.
You know, so many great artists. Well, you've also seen these guys who are close personal friends of ours. They're people I always visit. I knew they make all these Las Vegas trips all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're great.
And I make sure that I spend as much time as possible with them anytime I go out there. I'm talking about James and Svet and, of course, their band, Same Sex Mary. On their album last year, their second release, which is appropriately titled The Second Coming, Same Sex Mary include this song called Do No Good. Do yourself a favor and watch the video for this as well, because the video is fantastic. It is like a... It's an MTV quality video from these guys. And I'm like, oh my God, I know these guys and they do a video this awesome.
That's great.
So it's Same Sex Mary and the song is Do No Good.
Yeah, but guys, remember when MTV did videos? That's what Brian's talking about.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have explained.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. A Vimeo.
Back in the old days.
Or Venmo. Whatever it is
Vimeos
now.
Vimeos and Wemos.
Yeah, Wemos and Meebos and Smeeples. Here it is. We'll be back in a sec. Stay tuned.
I would do no good. Take anything that I wanted. Take everything that I could. I would do no good. Take everything that I wanted. Take anything that I could.
Take everything I wanted. Take anything I could. If I were rich, if I were rich, I would do no good. I would do no good. Take everything I wanted. Everything I wanted. Take anything I could. Anything I could. If I were rich, if I were rich, I would do no good. I would do no good. Take everything I wanted. Everything I wanted. Take anything I.
Even a scientist has to admit that there are some pretty serious religious overtones to all this.
Oh, thick and dark.
From Hell's Heart, I podcast at thee. This is the Morning Stream.
Dude, they're way too good.
They are. They're so good. Did you show the video?
I did that whole time.
Yeah, cool.
It's badass.
It's great.
Also, if you want to know the neighborhoods I was in when I got stuck in that place where I saw the guy shooting heroin, that was it.
Jack in the Box is right around the corner from there.
It actually gave me kind of the willies. I was watching that just going, oh, I know where that street is.
PTSD.
Those parts of Vegas you don't want to see, man. All right. Hey, well, I know what to do now. I know what's up. Now it's time for Wendy. It's
yay!
My sister all the way in Sweden. Sweden. Whoops. There we go. Let me get her all up in this business. Biznatch. No problem adding her to this call.
Not at all. We know her.
Yeah, we know her. We know what's up with that. We're going to talk about an important issue. I think one that affects many people, not just the person who emailed. I mean, I know it affects me and you and everyone around us. Hi, Wendy. Yeah.
Hi, what affects me and you and everyone around us?
This email today that we're going to read today.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. Right? Okay. It's all about just being relatable and everyone knows how it feels to be whatever. Hey, how's it going? What's Sweden like right now? What are we doing there?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's cloudy a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Elliot's birthday today.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday, Elliot. What are you guys going to do? Something fun for him? What is he, nine now? Not 10. Nine? Eight.
Nah, six.
Six. Oh, jeez. I guess you guys haven't been that long.
He is eight today, so he's stoked about that. He has a little party tomorrow with his little bro gang.
Yeah, his other friend,
like
Elliot.
Five of them. They're hilarious.
Yeah, I love that he's got like a little crowd he rolls with. I think that's awesome.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. And they're all like, they look alike, so you can't, I cannot tell them apart. I'm like, and they all have weird names too. Yeah. Of course, they're Swedish.
Yeah. They don't have a token black friend or something? They need one of those in there.
No, they don't. Sorry. We're working on that.
When he was like two or three, he could talk like a 7 or 8 year old, and it was freaky. And that's why I always think he's older than he is, because he's always been very verbal and he's not like a normal, like,
he's a sweetheart too.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm with his, you know, Pete alone, I'm like, oh, I miss Elliot.
He kind of has a way of evening things out.
Yeah. That youngest child is, I'm sure there's amens going to happen now. The youngest child just, make sure they stay the youngest, because they are. Oof. I am the youngest child, so I know.
Yeah,
I know what I did.
You know
to
what's
keep
up.
My role.
That's right. Took all that toilet paper out of the basement and went right out there and.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what my youngest child did the other day. Okay. There is a woman in our town that is not a midget in the official, or a little person, or whatever the right way to say it is.
I think it's a little person now, but yeah, that's fine.
But she is tiny.
Okay.
Tiny and just sprite like and. Like, I kind of want to just, like, hug her. She's really old and just has this twinkle. I feel like it's Santa's wife.
Okay. All right.
She's like an elf. She's so cute. Anyway, I saw her crossing the road, and I just couldn't believe how tiny and fast. You know, she's probably 80, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're in the store the other day, and Peter just, of course, I'm not paying attention, and he goes, Mom, he doesn't think anyone speaks English here, by the way, which 100%
like a secret language.
Yeah.
I know. He's like, Mom, I'm like, what? why is that lady so small? And you know, it's the worst when your kid does that, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But this is what she does. I mean, it's like she hopped. She just like boop and runs over to us and says, oh, in Swedish, of course, are you wondering why I'm so small? Like, what is happening?
That's amazing.
Did he yeah, give... and he's and Pete goes, yes. And yeah. I'm thinking, does he understand her, what she said? Yeah. Anyway, she goes on to explain she had something growing up that kept her very small, and but she's happy and she has this great cart that she can reach, you know. She mm-hmm. just kind of told him this little story about shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
And just twinkled and like ran off like a sprite.
That's amazing.
And I was like, that's how you own it, people. You just be like, hey, I ever heard you saying how small I was? Wanna know why?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
It was and incredible.
Also, people who are short and you know, small and thin, they live longer than people like me.
Unless the devil chases them into pipes.
That's true. We had a story about a lady. There's a lady that says the devil chased her into a pipe in Mississippi. We talked about it earlier on the show.
Hey, but was she small? And
no.
She was 100 pounds. Oh, yeah.
You're right. Yeah. 100 pounds, 26, and fit in some small pipe, got stuck. Police asked her why. She said, the devil chased me in here. And then we thought of you.
That's
you
sad.
You could probably help her. Is what I was thinking.
Yeah, yep, that's a exactly. thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Okay. So real quick, I have an exact story like that. And that's not a real long story, but Nick, when he was 3, I think, or 4 maybe, we were at a Costco. I may have told the story before. We were at a Costco and there was a little person there working. And he was hauling A, man, just running around, moving stuff, lifting things heavier than I could, just kicking ass. And I'm like, wow, this guy's super impressive. And Nick, who's just little and what he sees life like he sees it,
yeah.
sees this guy, turns to me, and in the loudest voice possible, in a not very busy or loud Costco, yells, Dad, Dad, it's a midget, as loud as he could say it. And I went, oh, geez, hold on a second. Oh, freaking. And the way I reacted, he was like almost like a dog where he could tell he was in trouble immediately. Right.
tail between his legs. Yeah, head like, slumped
down. What have I done? And I could tell it was going to make him upset. And I said, no, it's okay, buddy. It's just not the kind of thing you want to yell out loud. And anyway, the little guy came over and said, oh, it's fine. I'm not trying to do a voice.
You are doing a voice.
I'm not trying to, but he came over and said, he says, it's totally fine. He's just a little kid. It's totally cool. He looks like a nice kid. And then he ran off. And said, follow the yellow road. No, he didn't say that.
Oh,
he didn't do any of that.
Way to double down.
Yeah, double down.
Double down on your ism.
So so Wendy comes on every week. She's my sister, both that and a therapist. She helps people with real problems all the time. And ever since the launch of the show, she's come on Thursdays and helped people with real problems. We got an email from somebody today all about self-regret. And regretting things that either have happened a long time ago or recently in their life. And I feel like this ought to be something lots of people can relate to pretty easily, it seems to me. So I'm going to read it. It's a long one. Tuck in. Here you go. Dear Scott, Wendy, and Brian. That's us three. I am a new listener. Been listening for just over a year now, and I have changed a lot in a year. I just turned 24, and I'm 100 pounds lighter, and I'm maintaining my ideal weight. That sounds great. I have struggled with my weight for most of my life. It has been the cause of my low self-esteem, which has led to my loneliness. I have not made a friend in almost six years now. I have never had a girlfriend. In college, I tried to join clubs, but I was always feeling awkward and never fit in and didn't maintain any sort of friendship with anyone. I don't really have any family. I was raised alone by a single mom who never remarried or had any relationships around me. My grandparents both died before I was born, and I never met my father. For his entire side of his family, so it was just me and my mom for my entire life. I lived alone for the entire years I spent in college, and now I live alone. I don't have any friends in this entire country. Japan is the country, by the way. Long story short, because of my low self-esteem brought on by my weight, I spent my entire college years alone, introverted, and depressed. I think it's important that we're seeing a lot of entire. The word entire is being used a lot here.
Mm. Yes.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I'll bet Wendy has something to say about that. Mm. Anyway, as I mentioned above, I have lost a lot of weight now, and I'm starting to feel better about my body. I've gotten a new job as an English teacher in a small rural town in Japan. That always sounded like a great job for whatever reason. I always thought that sounded like fun. Anyway, my problem now is this. Even though I have shaken my depression and I have gained some self-esteem, I can't help but feel this crushing regret that I wasted my college years. Whenever I hear people in real life or podcasts talk about their college time or their youth, if they're much older than I am immediately struck by the regret that I never did anything during my college years. If sometimes becomes intrusive in my daily life as well for my job as a teacher, I can be sad in front of my students, but sometimes the regret hits me too hard and I am visibly depressed, so much so that my boss has to talk me, has to talk with me about my job and whether I am cut out to be a teacher. There are also times where I have burst into tears on the train in public. Well, we've all been there, buddy. I am training hard to focus on the present, but it's hard to forget my difficult past. Even though I have worked so hard to overcome my depression and body image, I am still lonely without a friend or a girlfriend. Partly because of my location, it's hard for me to meet people my own age, but mostly because I can't shake my past and I fall back into some habits or the same habits I had for 5 years being a lonely hermit in college. I went to college for 5 years because I took a few semesters off to deal with my depression. I graduated over a year ago, lost the weight, working night shifts, unloading trucks, and hiking up a mountain near my house every week, 3 times a week. I didn't make any friends at that job, and I haven't made any friends yet at this one. Hold on, the spreadsheet's screwing up for me. There we go. My question is, how do I overcome regret and move past it when I am frequently reminded of the things I hear in normal daily conversations? I know I'm still young and my whole life is still ahead of me, but I can't stop thinking about how somehow I wasted so many years of my life and how popular culture puts so much emphasis on those college years, which I feel I wasted. Thank you for your time. We'll call this person E. So there you go. That seems like not that uncommon to me. I bet a lot of people kind of feel that way, but I don't know that for sure. So, Wendy, you're here to, I don't know, put a popper in the turkey and see what happens.
Okay.
That made no sense, but go
sure.
With it.
Just no,
go with
no. It. Thanksgiving's coming. Yeah. There's a thing.
Yeah. The goose is getting fat.
So let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about the college references in popular media.
All right.
Let's talk about why that exists and what's happening there.
Okay.
So the first thought I had is, well, you know who's talking are extroverts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So extroverts in college are a separate beast from an introvert in college. And maybe it's just selection bias, right? You're listening to people who are want to talk a lot, and they do. And one of the things they're going to talk about because they're reminiscing or whatever. And yeah, it's a very common thing to reference that time for good reason, because that time is the only time you have that much free time.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff happens and a lot of, you know, crazy events occur, you know. I can't think of a Friday night in the last 5 years I can even remember,
right.
Let alone,
right.
You know.
You remember those college moments, because not only were they sometimes formative, or high school for some, maybe those were where the memories were, but they were formative moments, but also your life was just not, the daily routines weren't the daily routines yet. You right. Still had like, we got the whole weekend, what do you guys want to do? And then you'd do something dumb and then you'd remember it and tell everyone about it.
Right. And you repeat the inside joke forever.
Yeah.
I could give you 5 right now.
Yeah.
Things I can't outlive with a certain group of people because they were there.
Yeah.
Right. But yep. That is the thing about it. That is, it's formative. It takes up sort of space in people's brains. And it's one of the reasons, you know, we've gotten a few emails about this, and I've got some emails about this. Just the difficulty of making friendships as an adult. And one of the factors that I would say the major factor for that is free time. Mm. You don't have free time like you do when you're skipping class, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe you work and go to school or whatever, but there's always hours in the night you should be asleep that you're awake doing stuff. But, you know, you move out of that space and it's much harder to have that natural bonding that occurs when everyone's sitting around doing nothing together. Mm. So I think that's one of the reasons people also reference it, is that, you know, maybe their current situation it's busy or stressful, or they got to get to bed by, you know, noon is not right. 10. I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
Whenever people go to bed.
Yeah.
Clearly I didn't go to bed early. But, anyway. Yeah. So that's one of the motivations. I think it's also, there's entertaining stories, blah, blah, blah. But again, remember, likely extroverts you're listening to, not introverts who are like, most Fridays I was at a library,
yeah.
or, mm-hmm. you know, or I was at a cozy, intimate gathering of 3 people where we did something not insane. Like,
right.
Those aren't people who are you're listening to. So the echo chamber is, it's, it's saying you're other, you're another, you're not one of us. And that's hard to hear, yeah, right? That's, yeah. So first, let's acknowledge that. That sucks.
Yeah. And by the way, 5 years of college and graduating, walking out of there with a degree is not a regrettable thing. Like, in other words,
right.
it's funny to still feel that regret despite getting from that experience what you intended, like finishing it, getting through it, accomplishing it. Like, it's funny to have that we as people mentally have a hard time pulling away from the picture and realizing, no, what you went there for, you got, and feeling regret about all these, you know, all this Hollywood party that actually didn't happen.
And that's right. The thing, right? I mean, media makes it seem like college is party after party after party. And sure, there were people at my college who were living that life or forcing themselves to kind of live that life. I'm trying to think if there are any friends that I made in college that I'm still friends with today. There are people that I didn't meet through college that I met during that time that I'm still friends with today, but not many. And I think regretting something like that, it seems like it's, I don't know, you're looking at what movies and TV have told us college is supposed to be like, and assuming that that's what you missed out on. And I think it's not something to regret.
Yeah.
Right. Which is all great advice, unless you're his therapist.
Right.
Because.
Oops, sorry.
No. And it's because that's really logical, right? Uh-huh. And Scott, you brought up, you know, remember when we talked about the Pac-Man thing, like the triangle that would fit in and say, hey, you should be proud of this. Is you graduated, you have a cool job in rural Japan. Like, what? Yeah. On paper, you lost 100 pounds and you're keeping it off. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You are doing amazing, cool things, but that isn't fitting into the schema of I'm alone, I'm different from everyone, you know, the stuff that the rectangles fit. And the rectangles are
Pac-Man wedge that needs to fit in there. It's
not, exactly. Right. So those don't impact him. And Scott, you picked out the thing that's obvious is he uses all or nothing in his thinking. Mm-hmm. My entire, every single thing, all or nothing. It was all bad, you know, and that permeates through your life. And that's the thing that's the real thing. It's not, you know, get over the college stuff. Just move on. It's, this is something you're going to, I mean, right now you're in rural Japan.
Yeah.
Regretting your time in college. Guess where you're going to be in 5 years? Somewhere regretting your time in rural Japan that you spent wasting thinking about your college years, right? So it's not as simple as like, okay, get that out of your head. It sounds like he's got a pattern of thinking that he really needs help changing.
Yeah.
There's part of it that it is, I mean, there's so much that's zero his fault. One being he didn't have people around him. So other adults, siblings, friends, neighbors, it sounds like mom was pretty isolated herself. And so that interaction, he didn't get a lot of training, right?
Yeah.
On how to interact or how to reach out and make a friend or, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, it just kind of has perpetuated, which leads to feelings and thoughts that are all or nothing and poor me. And, you know, so one thing I want him to do, and this is for anyone who finds any of this familiar with the regret in totality things, because there are people that is plagues them throughout their life, is to Google cognitive distortions. And you will find nice little handy lists, like hundreds of them. And they're all about the same. There's usually 10 to 12 on a list. And they'll have things like black and white thinking or all or nothing thinking. They can have rationalization, justification. And it's all the crap we do in our brains and our, you know, to handle stuff we don't understand or like. And it creates a pattern. And then we sort of reap certain rewards by having this kind of thinking. Yeah. So he really, I know he's in rural Japan and that's probably not a great place to seek out a English speaking therapist.
Yeah, I doubt there's, you're not going to go knock on the door at some business park and find the, find just what you're looking for.
Well, if he's an English teacher, he's got more than just a passing understanding of Japanese.
Oh, well, sure. Right. But well, maybe this is wrong to say this. Wendy, you can answer this for me. How important is culture in who you choose for your therapist. In other words, if you're not a native Japanese person and you and the culture of what they, I mean, I assume they have people in the psychology field there. What is it? Are there big sweeping differences that just throw you off simply because there's cultural difference between you and your patient or you and your therapist?
Well, I have no idea what the sort of mental health world of Japan is like.
the therapist there is probably going to say, "You only work 8 hours a week. What's wrong? Or 8 hours a day? What's wrong with you?"
Yeah, they might be saying that. But they have a really high suicide rate over there.
Yeah,
like there's a lot of and that's less about people being depressed and more about like a cultural thing. If they try to explain it to you, so there's I'm just guessing that there's, you know, there may be some relational stuff where the guy's not going to be able to just turn on his, here's how I relate to an American patient versus here's how I relate to a culturally raised Japanese person or whatever.
Well, and likely there is an expat therapist somewhere. It may have to be an online situation. Look, I have a friend here who's seeing a guy in Hawaii. You know, the world has opened up quite a bit. So he can find some English speaking, some native of, you know, a relatively close culture to his. Sure. And not to say, I mean, here's the thing. Every therapist needs to acknowledge, if there are any good, they need to acknowledge the cultural differences, be competent, culturally speaking, and if they are not, refer them to someone else. Mm-hmm. So if I had a Japanese client who, you know, lived in Japan, was native, and somehow also spoke English, but like needed their cultural perspective, I would have to say, yeah, this probably doesn't work because I don't get it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's normal. That's right. That's fine. Because what happens is you end up having to translate so much of what you're talking about into context that it doesn't quite make sense. Now, I work with some Swedes and I live here. I have a sense of their culture. They have a great sense of my culture because they watch enough TV. And so we can sort of find a common place. We often talk about, wow, that's really different. And how does that impact you? And, you know, I have a lot of clients actually, interestingly here, who feel like they should be Americans because they're loud. They're kind of boisterous and they're like, I've just never fit in Sweden because I'm the opposite. But in America, they would be fine.
Sure.
So maybe they seek me out because I'm American. I don't know. So it's something to, there's people everywhere. I've known people all over the world who have found expats within their communities who are American and or British and they can work with them and or online. So it would be worth it because here's what is happening. I used the word echo chamber before, and that is absolutely what his head has become, right? So when he hears these voices, he's hearing rectangles, right? Like college was so awesome. Now it's fitting into his head. Now, if he sat down with somebody, he said, you know what? I've been thinking about this. And they're like, oh yeah, I regret college too. He'd be like, you do? I mean, he doesn't get the feedback outside of his head of, you know, like, hey, that's normal or that sucks or empathy or, and this is why he's craving friends, of course, because we are not meant to be completely isolated. And so this talking to anybody else about the stuff in his head is going to help him.
Yeah.
And I have one other thought that popped in my head as soon as I read this email. And I think it's because of the older woman who jumped over to us and asked us, told us why she was small.
Oh, right.
Was this sort of like, first of all, that there are plenty of people who are lonely and there's plenty of people who would be interested in some contact and they're probably old people. Mm-hmm. And because they have time, it's like college again, but none of the fun stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lots of time, not as much partying, but
right.
You know, so is there a place he could go and spend some of his free time where he is regularly there and that gives him a chance to talk? Maybe it's a senior center. Maybe it's a community garden. Maybe it's, I mean, to fill his life with opportunities that will naturally arise in conversations with people because there are people there. And I don't know where he is. So it's hard to say exactly.
Right.
Less with the end goal of making friends, but more with the goal of just recharging those social abilities, recharging those conversational abilities. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Yes. And he's so young and he knows it, right? He's like, I know I'm young, but here's the thing. You got to kill this thinking now because the tracks in your brain aren't that deep. Mm-hmm. But 10 years from now, they're deeper. And 40 years from now, they're ruts. And and the staying in your head with it all the time is, it's like amplifying it versus all of us do these cognitive distortions, by the way. Everyone read the list and go, oh, I do 3 and 7. And I also do 19 every once in a while. I mean, they're common, common, common things. But if you never get out of your head or say them out loud to someone, you never get checked. Someone's like, wait, hold on. You can't regret everything. Like, Scott, you did it. You said, but you should be proud of graduating. That's amazing. So you, that would be someone checking what he was thinking. But if there's no one to check, then it gets kind of more embedded, and that can be a problem. So here's the thing I just want him to think about. I guarantee in that little village where he is, there is someone dying to be friends with an American, a Brit. I don't know what nationality. He didn't say.
He doesn't say here.
Yeah, he doesn't. He just says he's over there. I'm just trying to see here. Just teaching
someone
English.
With a command of English, whatever that is. But maybe he's Japanese. I don't know. But there's somebody who is just as lonely, who is craving human contact just as much. There, I guarantee it. There's nowhere in the world you can't find people like that. It's hard to find because people isolate. So put yourself out there. I know that's terrifying. I know that's like, what? But this regret thing is like a permanent state of being if each moment you're in another moment regretting a past moment.
Right.
And so learning that how to get out of that is a skill, and it takes effort and some help. And so he really ought to do this now while he's young.
Mm-hmm. There's kind of a numb quality to his email where it's just sort of like it's just sort of happening, and he's just sort of going through it, and there it is, and oh well, and you know, that kind of thing. And it does seem like just interaction with somebody would be
huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like enormous. Like even if it was just once a week, some sort of coffee shop or noodle shop somewhere in town, plop down and talk to the guy who owns the place because you know enough Japanese to have a conversation. Like that's enough to start that, I think.
And there are people, I mean, you know, obviously not recommending just going into a purely online community for online communication and social. But we do have a lot of people, or at least a couple I can think of right at the top of my head, in the tadpool who are from Japan. I don't know, you know, if it's how far he is in wherever he is in rural Japan, how far he is from Tokyo, for example. But I know that there are a couple listeners, you know, tadpool members who are in Tokyo, and maybe just getting together and meeting some other fans of Frog Pants shows, at least there's that common ground that they can start with.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. And even, I mean, he didn't mention anything about his online behavior other than he's hearing everyone talk about college. But maybe there's also an avenue there that he is reserved about joining in. Mm-hmm. And this leads to this point that is probably the biggest one, is this is terrifying. Yeah. It is terrifying to live your life a certain way for all the life you've known and then have to switch it. I mean, that's, of course, this is terrifying. But I can guarantee something. You start behaving differently. You start attempting to think differently, and you're going to have a lot of different experiences and a lot of different feelings. Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest thing, is our behavior gets smaller and smaller when we're afraid. And we're built to do that, right? When something's scary, we're not built to like run towards that, right? Those people have been dead a long time. The rest of us have evolved to hunker down and not move and, you know, sort of risk less and do less. And that may have been the state he was in during college. And this is a chance to, I mean, he's doing something really cool and really interesting, and, you know, maybe writing it out as well, like seeing yourself as sort of a reporter of this experience. I mean, I will hear clips from the Moth Radio Hour, just various storytelling podcasts, and I think 90% of the people who have interesting stories are alone somewhere in a town. You know?
Yeah.
And it's the story in their head, and they get it out of their body, and then they speak it in front of someone else. I think there's obviously some very therapeutic power to that as well. So start writing it down. Like, you know, maybe you're not going to be famous for it, but get it out of that space between your ears, because that sadly is not a safe space.
Yeah.
It's just not for most of us. And so other people, that interaction, writing it out. Here's another thing I have people do is speaking it, like recording it on their phone. They could delete it right after, but expressing themselves. If there's no one to express themselves to, just getting it out loud out of their head can be really powerful. So,
all right. Well, I'm excited for E. and all the potential
that out of context.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not excited about the, about ecstasy,
the drug, yeah.
but I am excited about this person whose name starts with an E, and, let us know how things go for you. And also for real about the tadpole thing. There are a bunch of us in Japan. Yeah. I'm always surprised where we can be found. We're all over the freaking place. So
right.
We are legion, as some would say.
You are legion. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's a pretty weird thing. That's it. I guess that's it for this week. Do you have anything that you posted this week or anything on therapythursdays.com?
No, I haven't, but I have something coming in 2 weeks that is going to be embarrassing. Oh. And I will tell you about it in 2 weeks. I have a time limit. So in two
weeks. Scott's not the only one who can pull a Johnson.
All right. I like this. This will be good. When you say embarrassing, I have no idea to where even
well,
start
with that.
Well,
it's supposed to be professional, but it's going to be embarrassing because it's so out of my comfort zone. It's
that's awesome. Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
Does it have something to do with all the drawing you've been doing? No.
No, that's embarrassing too.
No, it's good. She's good. She had the knack. She just never knew it. So.
No. It's on a professional thing, and so I will unveil it in a couple weeks, and you can all giggle.
Well, I'm entirely excited about it. It's good. Wendy Dunford on Instagram. Everybody, follow her there. There's always some sort of photo thing happening. Oh, and I noticed you at least did one Instagram story. It was just a photo of you making a face.
Yeah,
but you should do more of those. Those are fun.
Can I tell you that I didn't know that's what I was doing?
I thought I was just sending it to you, Scott.
So what happened was, it's like your story, and Allie and I were doing. I was like, Allie, should I take a selfie? Because you know she's 14 and thinks I'm an idiot. Mm-hmm. Like, watch, and I'm making dumb faces, and then all of a sudden I'm like, why is that permanently? Oh my gosh, what did I do?
Yeah.
Why am I getting people saying they like that?
Yep. I know. So I had no idea the power of dumbness and aging. Yeah. On Instagram. So there we are.
Hey, look, you are your mother's daughter, so it's all good.
I hung up our Skype today because I couldn't handle the "Is this on? Where's the volume button?"
Yeah, it's happening. Help! It's happening. All right, stay out of trouble. Have fun. Best to the kids and Adam, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
See you.
She hangs up quicker than I do.
Yeah, good.
It's a Johnson trait. Okay, we're done. That's the show. We're done. We're completely done.
We're done for the week.
There's no more doing to be done. Yeah, we're done. We're not. There's not even a PM today, guys. We apologize for that.
Sorry, people.
Don't worry. Plenty of stuff to do next week, and we're working. You know, we did part of the reason we did Columbus Day was for that very reason, because we knew that this week might be weird. So, best to your mom today. I'm sure it'll all go fine.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a good boy, Brian. Good boy. Taking your
I'm
mom.
Wondering how much I can take with me, PlayStation wise, to the doctor's office to play while she's.
I love that idea. You with the stupid headset on sitting there?
Exactly.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Well, maybe you and I will have a little poker game while you're waiting in the.
There you go. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be good. But I will say this. Carter and I are going to be doing a live stream today at 2. Now, she's not at school because she's on fall break. So she's here. So we don't have a way to stream hardware from her because that's all up at the school. So what we're going to do instead is kind of a camera somewhere. And we're going to do like actual like. I don't know, like on a whiteboard or on paper, but some kind of like in the room drawing something today for our creative stream at 2:00. I don't know if that'll be on Twitch or if that'll be here on diamondclub.tv because last time Twitch wouldn't work and we had to move it over to the other one. So I don't know, but should be Twitch. So anyway, keep an eye on my Twitter at Scott Johnson and I'll let you know what's going on. Speaking of which, you can find Brian at Coverville. You can find the show at Morning Stream. So all show pertinent stuff usually gets announced there. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Big thanks to AlphaGeekRadio.com for co-streaming the audio of today's show. And thanks everybody who helped support us on Patreon at Patreon.com/TMS. That is going to do it for us. Brian, let's do music.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with doing the music.
Okay.
This one comes to us from Heather J., who says, "Dear Bottom and Stump."
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. My best friend just announced this month that she is 12 weeks pregnant after 2 years of trying and one loss. October 15th is National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Day. Oh, better tune out now, Bob Patterson.
Yeah.
October 15th is National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. We plan on celebrating this day with an awareness walk, laughs, fun, and, of course, chocolate. She still has a long way to go, but the last checkup showed a happy and healthy baby so far. My song request is a song we happen to hear at her lowest through this process and made her laugh for the first time in a while. It'll stick with me forever as the bright moment in those dark times. Mm. Love you, Gina. I will be with you and Dave every step, and I can't wait to meet the new little one. Love the shows, bros. Heather J.
Nice.
Well, the song that got them laughing is one I'm surprised I didn't haven't already played on TMS, although it might have been before I started keeping track. But it is Jonathan Colton and a song he recorded for his first thing a week. This was one of the first things I ever remember hearing from Jonathan Colton, this and the IKEA song. And I got to throw a big thanks out to Len Peralta, because I think it was on Jawbone Radio that I first heard Jonathan Colton. No, I take that back. It was Daily Source Code. It was Adam Curry, and he played the IKEA song.
Oh, nice.
And that was the first thing I ever heard, and then this one a close second. It came out in 2005. It's a cover of the tune by Sir Mix-a-Lot. It's a Hall of Famer in the Coverville cover countdown of the best covers of all time. It is Jonathan Colton and Baby Got Back.
Thank you, Adam Curry, for that.
The Morning Stream.
Okay, all right.
Okay, jeez. Boy, you give that guy an inch.
And he takes a centimeter.
Takes a soundboard.
Here's the song. We'll see you guys Monday. Have a great weekend.
LA face with the Oakland booty. And I cannot lie, you other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, wanna pull up tough. You notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Ooh babe, I wanna get with ya and take your pretty picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumple smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my pants. Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing to hell with romancing. Cause she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got back. Johnny C's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at bog videos, knock me bimbos, walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the Pixel sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit it and quit. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, if you wanna roll in my Mercedes, then turn around and stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got back.
6'24", 36, maybe, if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rules a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda, but Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My anaconda don't want none, unless you have got buns. You can do sad bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and they leave it. So Cosmo says you're fat, well I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't in this thing, give me a sister, I can't resist her, red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So lady, yeah, if the buddy's around, yeah, then you want a triple X roll down. You, yeah, dial 1-900 Johnny C and kick them nasty thoughts, baby.
Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
I want you to build me a car.
All right.